يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور. O mankind, indeed there has come to you from your Lord an admonition and a healing for that which is in the hearts. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he speaks about calamities and he says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ بِحِكْمَتِهِ وَعَدْلِهِ يُظْهِرُ لِلنَّاسِ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فِي قَوَالِبِ وَسُوَرٍ تَنَاسُبُهَا. Indeed, Allah, the Sublime, and by His wisdom and His justice, He shows the people their own actions in certain forms and certain appearances which resemble them. So sometimes there will be a famine and a drought. And sometimes there will be an enemy which will attack them. And sometimes it will be by tyrannical rulers. And sometimes it will be by way of general diseases. And other times it will be by way of anxieties and, humum and ghumum. You know, they have these anxieties and stresses and things which harm them in terms of, you know, harming their souls. And which they are not able to escape from. And sometimes it is by withholding the blessings of the heaven, of the sky and the earth. And sometimes it is by inciting and unleashing the shayateen upon them, which further misguide them and lead them to their causes of destruction, so that Allah's word can be established upon them. So in other words, Ibn al-Qayyim is saying that everything that you see of calamity and hardship, in all of its various manifestations and forms, a famine, a drought, a tyrannical ruler, the absence of provision, general diseases, anxieties which, you know, fill your hearts and never seem to disappear. What you are seeing is a manifestation of your own actions. And so what we are seeing taking place in the earth today of deprivation of livelihood, fears, anxieties, depression, turmoil, the lack of security, all of that is a manifestation of the sins and disobedience that mankind has engaged in and has wallowed in, you know, especially in the modern era where the avenue and the access to these things has proliferated to such a degree that there is hardly a person upon the earth, anywhere in the earth, except that he has avenues, you know, to access these types of evils and this facade and this corruption. So, the point being, from point number two, we all know the reasons for hardships and calamities. Where do we begin? We begin with ourselves. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, explaining the asbab of al-ham wal-gham, you know, the causes of anxiety and you know, feeling down and grief and depression. He said, indeed, these humum and ghumum wal ahzan, all of this like grief and anxiety and so on and so forth, these are from two angles. The first of them is ar-raghba fi dunya wal hirs 'alayha. The first thing that causes this anxiety and depression and you know, grief is aspiring for the world and being zealous for it. وَالثَّانِي التَّقْصِيرُ فِي أَعْمَالِ الْبَرِّ فِي أَعْمَالِ الْبِرِّ وَالطَّاعَةِ. And secondly, it is deficiency in performing the deeds of righteousness and obedience. So here is the source of your anxiety and depression. Pursuing the dunya and neglecting increasing your iman. If you increased your iman and reflected upon the Quran and reflected upon Allah's names and attributes, then that knowledge would allow you to understand what happens from Allah's qada wal qadar in the right way. And so therefore you would not be a victim to depression and anxiety by being a victim to your own thoughts and feelings, which are not rooted in knowledge. Right? And likewise, your neglect of doing deeds of righteousness. Here are two causes of anxiety and depression. So when calamities and difficulties come, you do not have the tools. There's no tools with you. Where are the weapons? Where are the weapons that will allow you to deal with, you know, hardships? Also, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, Al-ma'asi wal-fasad tujibu al-ham wal-gham wal-khawf wal-huzn wa-dayk al-sadr wa-amradi al-qalb wa-la dawa'a laha illa tawbah wal-istighfar. Sins, corruption, they necessitate anxieties and fear and grief and sadness and a constricted chest and the diseases of the heart, and there is no cure for them except at-tawbah and al-istighfar, except repentance and seeking of forgiveness. So this is point number two. Reasons for hardships and calamities. Everybody knows in his own soul. His sins and his disobedience and his lack of gratefulness to Allah Azza wa Jal and his deficiencies. This is the origin of the calamity for you. And so this is where you begin. You don't begin by pointing fingers at so-and-so person. He's the one who's behind this, and he's the one who's conspiring with this, and he's the one who's behind this. You start with yourself first, because that is the origin of every calamity and hardship which comes in your way. Now, having said all of this, having said point number two, this leads us to point number three, which is a believer, irrespective of the calamity and hardship he is in, irrespective of the sins he's committed, irrespective of all of the disobedience and his negligence, despite all of that, a Muslim is never ever pessimistic, as I mentioned at the beginning. A Muslim is never ever pessimistic. He never ever thinks the worst of things. Rather, he is optimistic. And this is what Islam came with. And this leads us into point number three, which is حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ. This is a cure for your anxiety and your depression and your fear. حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ, to have a good opinion of Allah Azza wa Jal, is something that is mentioned in the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. The Messenger of Allah, he said, Allah the Most High said, so this is a hadith Qudsi, Allah the Most High said, I am as my servant thinks of me. I am what my servant presumes of me. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, وَالَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُهُ مَا أُعْطِيَ عَبْدٌ مُؤْمِنٌ شَيْئًا خَيْرًا مِنْ حُسْنِ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. By him besides whom there is no deity, a servant, a believing servant, has not been given anything better than having a good opinion about Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. And by him besides whom there is no deity, no servant holds a good opinion of Allah Azza wa Jal except that Allah will give him what he presumed. And this is because all of goodness, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ الْخَيْرَ فِي يَدِهِ. This is because all of goodness is with Allah. So having حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ, what is the origin of that? The origin of that is that all of khair, all of goodness belongs to Allah. Allah is the source of goodness. So therefore, if you have husnul dhan, if you think positively, if you have a good opinion, if you have a good anticipation from your Lord, then Allah will bring you that which you anticipated. This is how a believer thinks. A believer is not pessimistic. This is the way of the atheist and the disbeliever who has no iman in Allah and the hereafter. But a believer is optimistic. And the meaning of this hadith of Abu Hurairah is, as is mentioned in Tuhfatul Ahwadi, أعامله على حسب ظنه بي وأفعل به ما يتوقعه مني من خير أو شر. I will behave with him, I will deal with him, meaning my servant, in accordance with his opinion of me. And I will do what he expects from me, whether it is good or whether it is evil. So the meaning here is that if you are optimistic and have a good opinion of your Lord, then Allah Azza wa Jal will behave with you likewise. And if you are negative and pessimistic and all you can think is evil and hard and this, and you're expecting it at every turn, then this is how you will be dealt with. And so this is the meaning of husna, this hadith. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, فَإِنَّ الرَّاجِ, indeed the one who is hopeful, who has hope, لَيْسَ مُعَارِدًا وَلَا مُعْتَرِدًا بَلْ رَاغِبًا رَاهِبًا مُؤَمِّلًا لِفَضْلِ رَبِّهِ مُحْسِنُ الظَّنِّ بِهِ مُتَعَلِّقُ الْأَمَلِ بِبَرِّهِ وَجُودِهِ عَابِدًا لَهُ بِأَسْمَائِهِ الْمُحْسِنِ البر المعطي الحليم الغفور الجواد الوهاب الرزاق والله يحب من عبده أن يرجوه. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, indeed the one who hopes, he is not one who, you know, he's not one who basically criticizes and opposes and turns away. Rather, he's one who aspires, you know, and he has aspiration and he hopes in the bounty of his Lord. He has good opinion of his Lord. His hopes are tied to Allah's generosity. He's a worshipper of Allah by way of his names. That Allah is Al-Muhsin, that Allah is Al-Barr, that Allah is Al-Mu'ti, the one who gives, that he's Al-Halim, the one who is generous and kind, Al-Ghafur, the one who forgives. So meaning this is the way of the believer.